10 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
This is it.
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Yeah, yeah.
Blood on my hands, I'm on the fence, I double down. I swing and I miss, I'm kicking the ribs, in trouble now. Came from the dirt, back in the ground when I die. But I'ma survive, I got my ways. Oh, could you be a little less sour? We're riding by the hour, and my heart's
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky talking, honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas Tuesday. dip and that old cotton eye joe.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
With the series tied at two games apiece, the Frisco Rough Riders take on the Springfield Cardinals in Game 5 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, from Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri. Zach Bigley alongside you, and very happy to have you along. The Rough Riders, a tough loss last night for the second consecutive night, allowing five home runs to this extremely talented Springfield roster. Mason Wynn and Jordan Walker have been the Achilles heel in this series for the Rough Riders in their two losses that have come back-to-back. Wynn has hit two home runs, one in each of the last two games. Jordan Walker hit two home runs alone and drove in five runs last night. And this is going to be a very interesting lineup, again, with Mason Wynn and Jordan Walker in it against Jack Leiter. Before we talk about Leiter and an important Rough Riders debut as well in today's ballgame, let's first take a look back at last night's game. The Rough Riders got out in front early on in the game, and they did it with power. That's been something that we have seen here in this series, as the Rough Riders have hit at least two home runs in all four games of this series so far, and it was Jonathan Ornelas who started things off with a bang. And the 2-1. A high drive deep to left field, chasing Pinder back to the warning track. At the wall, see ya! Johnny Ornelas with a leadoff homer. It's his 10th homer of the year, and the Rough Riders lead 1-0. So Ornelas connected on the solo homer, and the Rough Riders jumped out in front. Unfortunately, though, that lead did not last long. A two-run homer by Mason Wynn in the third, and then Walker went back-to-back with him to make it 3-1. A run scored on a sacrifice fly in the fourth for Springfield to make it 4-1, and the Rough Riders were not going to go away quietly. They came storming back in the fifth inning with a guy who's done it all season long, Trey Hare, with the power. 2-1. He swings, drives it out to deep left field, down the line, Pinder back to the warning track, long gone for a home run. Trey Hare picks on the short porch in left field and deposits a two-run shot. The Rough Riders now trail by one. So Trey Hare with the homer. Rough Riders trailed at that point 4-3. As you're hearing a roar out in front of us, we have a Boy Scout with a first pitch, and he was very shy and very nervous, and had a nice round of applause from the crowd to get him hyped up for that first pitch. So the Rough Riders trailed 4-3 as we exited the top half of the fifth inning. Well, the Rough Riders then took the lead in the sixth. A sacrifice fly tied the game from Blaine Krim, and then the next batter, Sandro Fabian, put the Rough Riders ahead. Offering home. Hard grounder, third base side, pass to diving Walker down the line. Harris scores from third. Fabian up to second, and he's in there with an RBI double. Rough Riders grab the lead 5-4 here in the sixth inning. So Fabian gave the Rough Riders the lead, but unfortunately that lead did not last long. The Cardinals came storming right back. A two-run homer in the sixth from Jordan Walker to put them in front, 6-5. And then they just kept going. Four more runs in the seventh. A three-run homer by Mike Antico and an RBI single by, again, Jordan Walker. In the eighth inning, Trey Hare came in to pitch, and he allowed a couple runs, a Malcolm Nunez home run and an RBI single from Errol Robinson. And the Rough Riders trailed 12-5. But Hare, after pitching, he wasn't done quite yet. Already with a home run on the night, he came to the plate second with one out in the ninth inning. Pike delivers home. High fly ball on a deep left center field. Long run, Pinder at the track. It's gone! Trey Hare with his second home run of the ball game. And the Rough Riders now trail 12-6. So Frisco trailed, as mentioned, 12-6. And that was our final score. As Santa throws a first pitch out in front of us, it's Christmas in July here in Springfield. Well, the Rough Riders at that point, they fall 12-6, and it wasn't a necessarily clean ball game in the back end of the bullpen, as for the second consecutive night, the Rough Riders' pen allows more than 8 runs. It was 8 exactly here tonight. So Frisco really looking to rebound, especially on the pitching side of things. This was a team that through the first 24 games of the second half just allowed 21 homers. They've allowed 10 homers total in their last two games, a season-high five in each ball game. So the pitching will be really important as Jack Leiter goes for the Rough Riders. Edgar Escobar goes on the other side for the Cardinals, and we'll give you a look at the pitching matchup as we continue here in the pregame show. Before that, though, we were very thrilled to catch up with the newest member of the Frisco Rough Riders, and that's Aaron Zavala, the number 11 prospect in the system. He was just promoted this year, or I should say today, to the AA level, where he's going to make his AA debut. The former University of Oregon Duck is having a wonderful season so far. He exited the South Atlantic League with High A Hickory, leading the league in on-base percentage and walks, and he is an on-base machine. We'll tell you more about that as we continue to go through this broadcast, because his numbers were incredibly impressive at Oregon and incredibly impressive with High A Hickory earlier this year. We're excited to have him in the outfield as the corresponding move, unfortunately, Kellen Strom goes on the injured list. He has a slight groin strain, but he'll be back hopefully pretty soon. And nonetheless, very happy to see Aaron Zavala here in Frisco. He joins us on the other side of the break as we continue our coverage pregame before the Rough Riders and Cardinals game five of the series. First pitch coming up at 6:35. But Aaron Zavala joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends, welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Welcome to Hammond's Field. It's the pregame show, and we're joined by Aaron Zavala, the newest Rough Rider. First and foremost, coming from High A up here, how excited are you to be here at the AA level?
Yeah, no, I'm really excited. There's a great group of guys here, you know, just ready to play some baseball. So,
at the High A level, you had a really good on-base percentage, and it really seems like that's been your calling card at Oregon and then also here in the professional level. How much is that an important part of your game that you try to play?
I'd say it's pretty important. Just kind of being patient at the plate, waiting for pitches that I can drive. I think that's me being able to be able to walk frequently is something that's going to allow me to be successful when it comes to when I get those hits. So I think just keeping that as I move on is pretty critical.
When you think about your first professional season going to Down East from Arizona and then coming to Hickory to start your first full professional season, what were some of the adjustments you were able to make from that first season to the second season?
Yeah, a lot of the adjustments were just with my body. Like workload-wise, it's a lot different than anything my body has really gone through. It's a longer season, more games during the week. So just finding ways to stay healthy, stay fresh, stay on the field. So just making those adjustments off the field so that I can stay on it.
Joined by Aaron Zavala. Now, growing up in Oregon at South Salem High School, what was your baseball culture like for you in Oregon?
Yeah, it was good. I grew up playing travel ball, and then when I got to high school, I had a good group of guys. We made a run at the state tournament, and then kind of I was able to stay local and go to Oregon, so that was cool. My family could come and watch me play almost every weekend, so that was a pretty important part of that I enjoyed.
Why Oregon?
Lifelong fan. What can I say? it was a dream come true to be able to come or to be able to go play there and to be able to be in the backyard of my home city and where I can be close to my parents and they can watch me play, like I said, frequently. So,
do you have a favorite Oregon football player you had growing up?
Let's see. I don't know. I don't think I have one off the top of my head. No, that's going to be something I have to get back to you on.
No, coming here to the high or to the double A level, what are some of your things you're trying to work on as you continue to get better?
Just kind of let the game tell me in that regard. Just kind of whatever adjustments need to be made. I'll figure out a way to get it done.
Aaron Zavala, our guest here on the pregame show. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us and good luck.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Hammonds Field. Rough Riders and Cardinals getting set for another game in this series. It's game number 5, and we are tied at 2 games apiece. It's been a really well-played series so far, and it's been a lot of fun up here high atop Hammonds Field to watch it unfold down below. The Rough Riders are entering into this game looking for a strong start from Jack Leiter, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization. He's the number 15 prospect overall in baseball, and he is a guy who the Rough Riders are expecting big things out of today. You're looking for a bounce-back start from Leiter, and really, we've been saying that a lot, unfortunately, this year, but he hasn't had a strong outing since May 31st at Wichita, in which he went 5 2/3 innings of shutout baseball, 8 strikeouts to 3 walks in a 3-0 win for the Rough Riders. Ever since then, just one shutout performance, and that was just a one-inning outing against Amarillo. And over the last few, he has allowed a lot of runs. 7 runs at San Antonio, 2 at Arkansas, 2 at Arkansas again. Midland, he allowed 5, and then 7 at Amarillo. It's really one of those things where you expect the young guy to figure it out pretty soon and certainly hope that today is the day. Here in Springfield. The way the Cardinals have been swinging it, though, it's going to be pretty tough. Leiter overall this season, 2-8 with a 6.24 ERA. He's making his 16th outing on the season and his 15th as a starting pitcher. 6'1", 205, the right-hander, 22 years of age, out of Summit, New Jersey. His mound opponent today is Edgar Escobar, who is 25, 6'1", 220 pounds, a Cuba native. He's 7-5 this year, a 6.51 ERA. He's making his 20th outing and his 12th as a starting pitcher. He was good his last time out, 6 innings, allowing just 1 earned on 5 hits, just 2 strikeouts against Northwest Arkansas, but 1 walk. And ultimately, Rough Riders look to get Escobar out quickly and get to that bullpen, where they have done some damage so far in this series. The Rough Riders entering into this ballgame at 13-12 in the second half with 44 games remaining in the season. Hard to believe. 15-10 on the other side for Springfield in the second half of play. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams, and we start with the Frisco Rough Riders as announced by Jared Gettert. Jonathan Ornelas leads it off at shortstop. He had a leadoff homer yesterday, while Justin Foscue is hitting second and playing at second base. Dustin Harris is in left field today. He's hitting third. Aaron Zavala makes his debut. You just heard from the Eugene, Oregon native on our pregame show, and the right fielder cleaning things up. Blaine Krim is the first baseman. He's in the five spot. Trey Hare, the DH, hitting in the sixth spot today in the Riders order. Then in the bottom third, it's Miguel Aparicio in center, Jordan Procession the catcher, and Jack Spiggers is the third baseman today in the bottom spot. Once again, it's Ornelas, Foscue, Harris, Zavala, Krim, Hare, Aparicio, Procession, and Biggers, the lineup for the Rough Riders. Jack Leiter will face this Springfield Cardinals order that has been so good in this series so far. Mike Antico leads it off in center field, then Mason Wynn at shortstop, and Jordan Walker is the third baseman hitting third. Those three in this series have combined to hit two home runs each, six home runs in the top of third of the order, hitting .370 with 16 knocked in through four games. It's been a really strong top of the order. Middle third, Nick Dunn at second, Malcolm Nunez, who has four homers this series, he's the DH, and Chandler Redmond is the first baseman hitting in the sixth spot. Bottom third, it's Julio Rodriguez, the catcher, Justin Turner in left field, and Jonah Davis is the right fielder today in the ninth spot. Once again, it's Antico, Wynn, Walker, Dunn, Nunez, Redmond, Rodriguez, Turner, and Davis, the starting nine on the card for Springfield. Edgar Escobar gets the start on the other side. A right-hander is going to face a tough test in the beginning of this order, especially the Rough Riders hoping Aaron Zavala can be a big run producer in the middle of the Rough Riders order coming up from High A Hickory. We're excited for game five of this six-game series, Rough Riders and Cardinals, as the winner of this ball game has a chance, at the very least, at a series split in this set. We'll finish it off at 1:35 tomorrow, but we're looking forward to what should be a good Game 5 on this Saturday here in Springfield, Missouri. We'll come back with first pitch right after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back-to-school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Ravenboozer.
Gartenhoser.
Rulengroder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
And I'll never mind.
We're set to go for Game 5 of 6 in Springfield, Missouri. Jonathan Ornelas in for the right side. Escobar winds back, and away we go as there's a drive in a deep left center field. This ball's on its way and gone! First pitch, see you later. For the second straight day, Jonathan Ornelas has started the game with a bang. Rough Riders lead 1-0, one pitch into this ball game. Oh, baby! First pitch, fastball, and he turned it around to left center field, his 11th home run of the year. Here's Justin Foscue now. 1-0 Frisco right away, one pitch into this contest. Escobar with the bases clear, he deals home to Foscue. It's high and inside, one ball, no strikes. Well, he can't ask for a much better start. Foscue awaits in the 1-0. Here's a breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1 on the Riders' second baseman, who's 3-for-15 with a homer in this series. Hitting .271 on the season, five homers. The pitch. Low and outside, it's two balls and one strike. So Ornelas homers in back-to-back games, both of them leadoff shots. Came in hitting .316. How about it? One back in the offering in. There's a high pop-up, shallow center field. And Tico coming in, he's under it, and he makes the catch. Now one away. One in on the solo homer by Ornelas. Dustin Harris climbs in. Here's the windback by Escobar, and he deals in. Low and away to Harris, one ball and no strike. So the Rough Riders, with another home run, they've hit at least two homers in each game in this series, and Harris has been a big one as part of that. The pitch. Just off the outside corner, two balls and no strikes. Harris had a two-homer game 2 days ago, and he has three in this series. 17 on the year. 2-0. High off the outside corner. It's three balls and no strikes. .264 hitter on the season. 63 RBIs is sixth in the league. 3-0 pitch. Strike. Outside corner at the knees. 3-1. Fastball from an Edgar Escobar, who allowed his fifth home run to right-handed batters this year on that ball to Ornelas as the offering is hit on the ground hard. What a pick at second by Nick Dunn off of the backhand side. He throws out Harris. Oh, an incredible play. Two outs in the inning on a ball that took a high hop on his backhand side, and he was able to stick with it as it went up and bounced near his head. Still able to make the play, set his feet in shallow right field, and throw out the speedy Harris. Oh, here is Aaron Zavala making his Double-A debut. 1-0 Rough Riders in the first, open stance, left-handed batter. First pitch. Low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Zavala exited high A, leading the South Atlantic League in walks and on-base percentage. One back in the pitch. Hard grounder, foul right side. And the count goes to 1-1. Zavala broke his bat. So in his first Double-A swing, he has to get a new stick. Heads over to the Riders' dugout and grabs a new one. Zavala hit .278 with high A Hickory, but an on-base percentage of .424. An OPS of .865 for the left-handed batter. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Zavala swings and misses and helicopters the bat into foul territory into the netting right side. Oh, my goodness. It is not off to a good start here at the Double-A level. Broken bat. And then he helicopters the bat into the netting above the Cardinals' dugout. Nearly hit Kim, the PR person for the Cardinals, and the camera well on the right side. So 1-2 now in the pitch. Just outside. Two balls and two strikes. Zavala hit 11 homers and knocked in 41 in his 81 games. 68 walks, led the league in his 81 contests. 2-2 pitch on the way. He swings and misses, strike three. Fastball upstairs. He's down on strikes, but the Rough Riders gain the lead 1-0 on a solo home run to lead off the game by Ornelas. 1-0 Frisco as we go to the bottom of the first inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger Patty Melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Love. Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Where's the love?
Well, great start for the Rough Riders so far as Ornelas cracks a leadoff home run on the first pitch of the ball game, and the Rough Riders lead 1-0 to the bottom of the first inning, where they hand the ball to Jack Leiter, the number one prospect in the organization, who makes his first start here in Springfield. Mike Antico to start things off. Mason Wynn and Jordan Walker after him. And this is a top third in the order you do not want to mess around with. And Leiter is sat in the Rough Riders dugout, noticing that, and he knows it. Right-hander against left-hander to start things in the first inning. Wind back in the first pitch. Upper edge outside corner with a called strike, and it's 0-1 on the first pitch from Leiter. Antico hitting .274, three homers, 15 RBIs. Here in Double A, 0-1. Off the outside corner, it misses, and it's now one ball and one strike. Antico, two home runs in this series, including a big three-run homer last night to put the game out of reach. 1-1 pitch. In the air, out to left. Harris driven back. He's just shy of the warning track. Into a back pedal, he makes the catch. Antico goes the opposite way, but flies out to the warning track, and Mason Wynn and makes his way to the plate. 279 hitter, 8 homers, 32 runs batted in. He has 2 homers in this series. They've come consecutively in consecutive games. 7 for 14 in the set. Liner from the first base side of the rubber, peers over the top of his glove, winds back and delivers home. Fastball across the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Liner, the 6'1", 205-pound right-hander, 22 years old, out of Summit, New Jersey. 0-1. In the air off the end of the bat, the shallow left center field. Aparicio charging over, and he calls off Harris to make the catch. Two outs. A good start for Leiter. A couple fly ball outs and just 5 pitches in, and here's Jordan Walker. Walker 5 for 14 in his own right in this series. He's clobbered 2 home runs, both of them coming yesterday. And he's driven in 5. First pitch. He swings, pops it up, right side, foul territory. Krim giving it a look over towards the Cardinals' dugout, reaches out, makes the catch right up against the edge of the Cardinals' dugout. Very nice inning for Jack Leiter as he throws just 6 pitches and gets through the first in 1-2-3 fashion. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. 1-0 Rough Riders as we go to the top of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the second inning in Springfield, Missouri. Rough Riders a 1-0 lead on a Jonathan Ornelas solo homer. Here's the wind back and the pitch home. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Krim, a 2-for-10 series so far. He's in from the right side against the right-handed throwing Escobar, who peels back in the 1-0. Breaking ball, inside corner, a called strike, and it's 1-1. Escobar on the season, coming off a good start, but it's been a bit of a struggle for him so far. The pitch in. There's a fly ball into shallow center, and Tico, a center fielder, taking a couple steps into his left. He makes the catch. One out. Trey Hare steps in now, coming off a 2-homer game yesterday. One nothing Frisco here in the top of the second. Escobar 7-5 on the year, but a 6.51 earned run average. Looks in and deals in. just dips low and outside. One ball, no strikes. His last start against Northwest Arkansas, he picked up the victory. In fact, he's earned victories in each of his last three starts. The pitch is fouled away left side. 1-1. Six innings, allowing just one earned, two total runs against Northwest Arkansas. His previous start, four runs allowed in five innings against Tulsa. The pitch in the air, left side, down the left field line, a long run for Turner over near the foul line. He now retraces his steps back into fair territory and reaches out to make the catch. Boy, dangerous for Justin Turner. There are two outs. And here's Miguel Aparicio. 1-0 Frisco on a towering fly ball by Hare down the left field line. And Turner got to a spot right near the line, and then, oh, he realized he was way too far over. Retraced back, made the catch. Aparicio hitting from the left side. Escobar peels and fires. Inside, one ball, no strikes. Third game for Aparicio after coming up from High A Hickory. 1-for-7. Stolen a bag and scored a run. 1-0 pitch. Takes high off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. Rough Riders, a run and a hit. Escobar back into his windup, and the right-hander is 2-0. Swinging a grounder foul right side, and the count goes to 2-1. Take a look at the defense behind Escobar today. It's Justin Turner in left, and Tico in center, and Jonah Davis is in right field. Jordan Walker at third, Mason Wynn has short. Nick Dunn at second, Chandler Redman at first base, and Julio Rodriguez catches. The pitch is fouled back. 2-2. Christmas in July jerseys for the Cardinals today. Rough Riders in their red tops and red double R ball caps, gray pants. 2-2 on the way. Foul back. Off to the left side, still 2-2. Aparicio, one of two guys here in this lineup who does not have a nameplate on the back of his jersey. Just the number two. Escobar, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Because he and Zavala are brand new on this road trip. They'll get a new nameplate when we head back to Frisco. That's it for the top of the second. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Escobar records his second strikeout in a 1-2-3 inning. Jack Leiter back to the hill in the bottom of the second. We come back. Rough Riders lead 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back-to-school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Rappenboozer.
Gartenhoser. Ruhlengruder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone! Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the second inning, and 4, 5, and 6-2 up for Springfield. It's 1-0. Rough Riders lead it. Jack Leiter, a 1-2-3 inning on six pitches in the first. And the right-hander back into his windup, and the first pitch to Nick Dunn. Fastball low, And the count goes to 1 ball and no strikes. Dunn 6-for-17 in the set. He had an 11-game hitting streak snapped yesterday with an 0-for-3 with a walk. 1-0 pitch. Leiter finds the outside corner with a breaking ball for a strike. And the count goes to 1-1. So Dunn overall hitting .287, 5 homers and 27 knocked in. Leiter pitches. There's a drive down the right field line and hooking foul. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 2-8 entering in 2-8 with a 6.24 earned run average. 22-year-old back into his wind. 1-2. Swinging a chopper up the middle. Ornelas to his left. Picks in shallow center. Pirouettes throws to first and gets him. Nice play by Ornelas. The Riders' shortstop showing off the range, the footwork on the spin, and the strong throwing arm to get Nick Dunn. What a great play. One out, and here's Nunez, and he got a fist bump from Jack Leiter as well. He liked his defense. Malcolm Nunez, the designated hitter, stands in. Got to be careful with this guy. First pitch. Low and outside. Misses with a fastball. 1 ball, no strikes. Nunez has homered in 4 consecutive games to start this series. Here's the wind back and the 1-0 pitch. Curveball in there for a strike on the inside edge. And the count goes to 1-1. Nunez's homer yesterday was off Trey Hare, the position player, in a 12-6 win for the Cardinals. 1-1. Outside, it's 2 balls and 1 strike. That was in the bottom of the 8th inning when the Rough Riders just wanted to save their pitching staff. Still counts, though, even though it's off a position player. Leiter's 2-1. Ground ball up the middle, speared by Leiter off to his left. He takes a couple jogging steps to first and underhands it in time for the out. 2-away. Chandler Wett, Redmond makes his way to the plate now. 1-0 Rough Riders as we play in the bottom of the 2nd. 5-up, 5-down to start Leiter's night. All 5 have been put into play. And Leiter has gone no more than 2 balls in a single count. Redmond, left-handed batter with a lot of power. First pitch. He swings, fouls it away left side, 0-1. Redmond with 12 home runs, including one in this series. 6 of the 9 players in this order for Springfield have a home run in the first 4 games of this series. 0-1. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 0-2. They've hit 12 homers in the 4 games and 10 in the last 2. A very potent lineup. Redmond's home run went on top of the hitting facility beyond right field. An absolute bomb. 0-2. Swinging a chopper to second. Right to Foscue, who picks chest high, sets his feet, and throws him out at first. Another 1-2-3 inning for Jack Leiter. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. 6 up, 6 down for the Riders righty. And we go to the top of the 3rd. 1-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Go, where did you come from?
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jordan Procession starts it off for the Rough Riders, 8-9-1 for Frisco in the third inning, leading 1-0. One back in the first pitch, a swing and a miss by Pro, and it's 0-1. The Riders catcher making his second appearance in this series. He went 1-for-4 with a run scored in his first in game two. The pitch just outside and low, and the count goes to 1-1. A Rough Riders that 1-0 lead on the back of a Jonathan Ornelas solo homer on the first pitch of the game. 1-1. Procession skies it in the air to center, sending Antico back, and he's under it. Center fielder makes the catch. One away in the third, and here's Jax Biggers. Oh, that's now 7 in a row retired by Escobar after the leadoff homer. Very reminiscent of what we saw last night as Ornelas led off the game with a homer in the first, and then Connor Lund retired 13 in a row after that. First pitch. Biggers fouls it away left side. Hey, and a nice catch by a young fan who brought his glove, went right to him, and he made the basket catch. Love that. 0-1. Here's the wind back in the 0-1 pitch. There's a drive to right field. That one sends Davis back to the warning track, and he's under it to make the catch. Two down. A couple flyouts for the Rough Riders. Just 4 pitches, making 5 pitches into the inning. And Ornelas steps in now. Only 32 pitches so far for Escobar. And one as a hit. That was off of this guy. Ornelas attacked the first pitch, a fastball inside, offering it. This one's high and tight on the heater, and it's 1-0. It was a pitch that was borderline in on Ornelas, and he got his hands inside on it and drove it to left center. The pitch. There's a line drive to short, snared out of the air by Mason Wynn, and Ornelas doesn't even get 2 steps out of the batter's box before Wynn retired him for the final out of the third. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. 9 in a row, sat down by Edgar Escobar. It's 1-0 Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together, and that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with 2 fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter has sat down the first 6 he's seen as we go to the bottom of the third inning. 1-0 Frisco. Faces the bottom third of the order. Catcher Julio Rodriguez leads it off. Then Justin Turner and Jonah Davis. Kind of funny you have Julio Rodriguez and Justin Turner hitting back-to-back in the order. Here's the pitch. There's a high pop-up into shallow left field. Ornelas going back. Harris under it from left. And he makes the catch on the first pitch. One away, and here's Justin Turner. It's not either of those guys you're thinking of. Julio Rodriguez, the catcher, and Justin Turner, the left fielder. Not the big leaguers. Well, Jack Leiter has been ultra efficient so far. Just 18 pitches to go, 7 up, 7 down. 13 of them for strikes. The pitch. Turner shows bunt, pulls back, takes a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. And this is very reminiscent of that start he had against Arkansas in the start of May. His best start of the season by far this year. He winds in the 0-1. Inside, it's 1-1. Leiter went 6 innings in that ballgame, allowing just 2 hits. And struck out 5. He nods yes at the sign, winds in the 1-1. High off the outside corner, 2-1. Pull side shift on the infield. Or the left-handed batting Turner as Leiter winds back in the 2-1. Low of the zone, it's 3-1. His first 3-ball count in this ballgame. It's been the biggest key as he's been pouring in strikes. His command has been impeccable, been pitching to contact. He winds in the 3-1. Fouled away, left side. 3-1. Leiter has worked his way back full. You have to imagine, of course, striking out guys is fun, but if he were to go no strikeouts and pitch like this, he'd be happy. 3-2. There it is, swinging a miss, strike 3. He got him with a changeup off the outside corner, and Jack Leiter has his first strikeout. 2 outs, here's Jonah Davis. 8 up, 8 down for Leiter. Davis in from the left side. He's had a tough season offensively this year. One back in the first pitch. He swings, fouls it back into Processions' glove on a fastball, and it's 0-1. Davis playing in his 53rd game. Just hitting 148 on the year. 0-1 toss. Low off the outside corner and misses, and it's 1-1. Leiter looks over the top of his glove, nods yes at the sign. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider down and in, and it's 1-2. And that slider has been good early on. He's ahead of the count on Davis. Another really good inning, just 10 pitches for him so far. He peers over the top of his glove. And Leiter, the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Slider down low and inside, and Jack Leiter strikes out his first 2 in another 1-2-3 inning. 3 perfect innings for Jack Leiter to start his start. And we go to the top of the 4th inning. 1-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it! 4 strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead 1-0. We go to the top of the fourth inning in Springfield. Justin Foscue, Dustin Harris, and Aaron Zavala do up. Edgar Escobar winds back and fires. Catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, Escobar has had no problem with the Rough Riders since that Ornelas home run. He's retired the last nine he's seen. 0-1. Line drive into center for a base hit, and you can scratch that. Foscue leads off the inning with a single to center. Solid smash for the Riders' second baseman, and here's Dustin Harris. Second hit for Frisco, second hit combined between the both teams. Dustin Harris makes his way in. He chopped a second his first time up. Three home runs this series. Escobar ready from the stretch. And he delivers home. High and inside, one ball, no strikes. One of the biggest things for Escobar this season has been pitching here at home. He's allowed nine homers in his 19 total outings this year. Make it 10 after the one today. 1-0. Strike at the bottom of the zone, 1-1. And here at home, it's been a big struggle. He's ready from the stretch, 1-1. Slips inside, two balls, one strike. At home, an 8.50 ERA, as opposed to a sub-5 ERA on the road. Five homers make it six allowed here at home versus four on the road. 2-1. Chopper right side of the infield. The second baseman Dunn has it. He runs to the first base bag and beats Harris for the out. Oh, that is a very rare four unassisted. As it was a ground ball to the right side of the infield, and Chandler Redmond, the first baseman, thought he could get there. He tried to backhand it. The pitcher, Escobar, was late coming off the hill, so Dunn put his head down and just sprinted to the first base bag, and he beat Harris. Four unassisted. One out, and here's Zavala. He struck out his first time up. First pitch. He takes low of the zone. One ball, no strikes. Zavala, a guy who has a great idea of the strike zone. It's evident with his walk numbers that he put up with a .424 on base percentage. The pitch is high off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. In addition to that, just a very professional hitter. Said over the offseason he really worked on getting his body right. Here's the stretch in the pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's three balls and no strikes. And he knows the power has to be a little bit more than it currently is, or I should say currently was, in order to make a big impact to the big league level, and he's added on to that power potential. 11 this year, 3-0. High for ball four, and there's his first double-A walk. Yeah, the first of many, hopefully. He draws a four-pitch free pass. Runners at first and second, and Blaine Krim makes his way in. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the fourth. Zavala has good speed at first. Foscue not as much at second. The pitch. Krim swings and misses on a first pitch slider in its own one. Fly ball out to center in the second for Krim. Reached four times in the opener of the series with a couple singles and a couple walks. And he hasn't reached since. 0-1. He swings, grounds it through the left side. Base hit. Foscue up to third, getting the wave home. Turner charges, fires in, hits the cutoff man. Foscue comes in to score, and the Rough Riders lead 2-0. RBI single for Blaine Krim, and the Rough Riders extend their advantage. Zavala up to second. Here's Trey Hare. Blaine Krim with a ground ball single through the left side. He picks up the RBI, his 54th of the year, and the Rough Riders now lead 2-0. And a lot of opportunity to add on right here with Hare at the plate. The pitch. He swings, drills it deep down the right field line, and foul. Got way out in front of it, and it's 0-1. Slight breeze blowing in from right center field on this chilly, rainy evening. Stretch in the pitch. Low and outside. Ball and a strike. Pull side shift on the infield for Hare. The pitch. He swings, pops it up. Left side, long run for Walker in foul territory. He tries to make the over-the-shoulder catch, but it's Turner, the left fielder, who comes in and makes the play. He caught it in foul territory, and there are two outs. It was a high skyscraping pop-up down the left side, and Walker was right there with his back still toward the infield. And Turner came flying in and made the play. So still two in scoring, or two on the base pass, I should say. One in scoring position. Two outs, 2-0 Rough Riders. Here's Aparicio. First pitch. High and tight, one ball, no strikes. Aparicio, a strikeout swinging victim back in the second inning. One of two strikeouts for Escobar. From the stretch, the 1-0. High and tight, and a throw goes back to second. Nobody was at the bag to take the throw. But a nice play by the shortstop, Wynn, going up the middle almost into center field to make the stab as the ball went sliding head first back into second base. Two balls and no strikes on Aparicio. A very odd play. Rodriguez, the catcher, and Wynn were not on the same page at shortstop. 2-0 on Appy, and a really good opportunity. Put a ball in the gap here and score a pair. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A 2-0 curveball. And it's now 2-1. Rough Riders haven't had trouble scoring in the last few ball games. Here's the stretch. 2-1. There's a high pop-up foul right side. It's 2-2. Biggest thing has been the pitching side. 9 runs allowed last night, or I should say 2 nights ago, 12 last night. And Leiter has been really good through his 3 innings, 9 up, 9 down. Two, 2-2. Low of the zone in the dirt. 3 balls and 2 strikes. It'd been a really easy first 3 innings in terms of pitch count for Escobar, but this inning has really escalated that pitch count. This will be his 20th pitch. The pitch. High and outside. Ball 4, and the bases are loaded. The Jordan Procession steps to the plate now. Procession, a flyout to center. Back in the third, he's 0-1. Rough Riders with the bases loaded, leading 2-0. Top of the fourth inning here in Springfield. First pitch. Fouled back. 0-1. Still just 3 hits. 2 of them in this inning. 2 walks from Escobar. He offers. Outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. In his 76 innings this year, he came in with 32 walks to 60 strikeouts. Giving up a lot of hits. Opponents hitting 290 against him. He readies. And the 1-1. High and outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. The biggest thing for him, trying to get ground balls. Rough Riders have had a lot of hard hit balls so far in this game. Two and one on Procession. Escobar's pitch. Low and away. 3 balls and 1 strike, and nowhere to put Jordan Procession. Zavala at third, Krim at second, Aparicio at first. The pitch. Swing and a miss, 3-2. Escobar gets a quick visit from Rodriguez. And he's back behind home. Pull side shift for the infield defense against the left-handed hitting procession. Win behind the second base bag at short. 3-2, runners take off. Ground ball through the left side, base hit. Zavala scores from third. Krim around third. He comes in to score as well. And the Rough Riders now lead 4-0. Procession up to second with the throw going all the way through to home plate. And the Rough Riders have runners at second and third, still two outs. And with the runners in motion, Krim was easily able to come in to score. 4-0, Rough Riders lead it. It was a ground ball that would have gone directly where the shortstop would normally play. But with the infield and a pull side shift, Procession was able to ground it into left center. Runners at second and third, and here comes Darwin Marrero, the pitching coach. And he's going to go chat with Escobar. A two-run single for Jordan Procession, and the Rough Riders are out in front 4-0. This is the kind of offense that we wanted to see from Frisco. Rough Riders, as mentioned, have had no problem scoring, but for a majority of the runs, they've gone out of the ballpark. They've been on the home run ball. Ornelas homered in the first inning, but this has been singles and walks. Three hits, two walks, and three runs in so far in the fourth inning. 4-0, Frisco leads it. Quick chat to Escobar. Marrero back into the dugout. Here's Jax Biggers. Biggers 0-1. Runners at second and third. Two outs. First pitch. Down low and inside. And it's one ball and no strikes. A couple doubles for Biggers a couple nights ago. As there's only two hits of the series, he's 2-14. Top of the order on deck for Frisco. Eighth man up in the inning for the Rough Riders. Escobar offers the 1-0. A swing and a miss. Good slider down and in, and it's 1-1. Rain poured down pretty much all day here in Springfield. And we were wondering if we were going to be able to get the game in. The field took water really well. 1-1. Check swing, roller foul left side. And it's one ball and two strikes now on Biggers. Rain stopped. Yeah, just about 2 hours before first pitch of today's game, and tarp was taken off the field, and hopefully it'll stay away for a majority of today's ball game. 1-2. Foul away, left side. Still one ball, two strikes. The weather has been interesting in this series. It was over 100 degrees, our first pitch temperature, in the opener of the set. It was 102. And then it's steadily gone down as the series has gone along. Stretch in the pitch. Biggers takes high and inside. Two balls and two strikes. And right now in Springfield, it's 71 degrees. This doesn't feel like the 30th of July, that's for sure. Two in scoring position for the Rough Riders. The 2-2, a drive down the right field line. Davis a long run, and he runs it down to make the catch. That one appeared to be ticketed for the right field corner. Davis made the play, though, and the Riders are turned away, but they come away with three runs on three hits, no errors, and two left of the base paths. 4-0 Frisco, the top of the fourth inning, or the bottom of the fourth inning, I should say, on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Reach the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the fourth inning, Jack Leiter back to work. He winds and fires to Mike Antico, and it's on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Top third of the order for Springfield here in the fourth. Leiter's gone 9 up, 9 down with 2 strikeouts. First time through the order. A 1 pitch. Antico takes low in the dirt. And it's a ball and a strike. Antico has probably the hardest hit ball out of anybody today. A fly ball out to the warning track in left field. Leiter winds back in the 1-1. Popped up back behind home and it gets over our heads. Out behind us onto the street. 1-2. Leiter has looked locked in from the beginning tonight, pumping in strikes. It's exactly what we wanted to see out of the talented right-hander. 1-2. A drive down the right field line, hooking foul. Still 1-2. So far, just 32 pitches. He used under 30 pitches to get through the first three innings. And that's a far cry from what we saw in his start against Arkansas on Sunday. 1-2. Just inside. Did not miss by much. 2-2. He tries it again as he winds back and offers. Curveball outside. 3-2. Didn't get the call from home plate umpire Trevor Danninger. Well, his balls and strikes behind the plate today. 3-2 on Antico. He delivers. Fastball high and outside for 4. First base runner of the day for Springfield comes on a leadoff walk in the fourth. 4-0 Rough Riders, and Mason Wynn makes his way to the plate. So Leiter allows his first base runner today, and that's after 9 in a row retired to start the game. Righty-righty. And the first pitch is a strike in the inside corner. Runner goes. Throw to second. Not in time. Well, Mike Antico with his 14th steal at the AA level in 15 attempts. It's his 51st steal overall. 0-1 to Mason Wynn. Here's the stretch from Leiter. And the pitch. Inside corner, a strike, 0-2. A runner in scoring position for the first time today for Springfield. Leiter nods yes at the sign, ready from the stretch. And time called as Wynn steps out. This is a matchup of the number one prospect in the Rangers organization and the number four prospect in the Cardinals organization in Wynn. And the number one prospect in the Cards organization is on deck in Jordan Walker. Leiter's pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him low off the outside corner with a nasty slider. That one was never a strike. And Mason Wynn goes fishing. Third strikeout. One out for Jordan Walker. Walker popped out to first baseman Blake Krim in foul territory on the first pitch he saw in the first. But this is just about as good of a matchup as you're going to see in minor league baseball. You have the number one prospect for each organization going head-to-head. Here's the stretch. And Leiter looks to second, delivers. Low and outside with the slider, one ball, no strikes. In addition to that, Jordan Walker is listed as the number six prospect in all of baseball. Leiter, the number 15 prospect in all of baseball. These are two guys that figure to have long big league careers ahead of them. The 1-0, Antico takes off for third. It's high and away. Throw to third. Got him! Procession nails Antico at third. Caught stealing for just the second time here at the AA level. And there are two outs. So he steals second base. Could not steal third against Procession. 2 down. 2-0 on Walker. 4-0 Rough Riders in this fourth inning. Leiter back from the full windup. And time called. Leiter taking his time. Now the first base runner eliminated, and Leiter has still faced the minimum now. 2-0. Slider, upper edge, outside corner for a strike. That was the curveball, beg your pardon, and it's two balls and one strike. Leiter winds in the 2-1. Swing and a miss. There's the slider low and away, and it's 2-2. Just 42 pitches so far for Leiter. 2-2 here in the fourth. The pitch home. Low and outside. Miss with the slider again. Three balls and two strikes. Bases clear behind him. Leiter rocks and delivers home. Just high for ball four as Leiter bounces up and down in frustration up on the mound. Not sure if he thought he had that for a strike or just wasn't very thrilled with how that ball came out of his hand. Either way, it's ball four, and it's his second walk of the inning. Here's Nick Dunn. Ground out to short his first time up. Leiter pitches. Fastball low and away outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Fastball has been good today for Leiter. The radar gun is not accurate here in Springfield. It's kind of jumped all over the place. 0-1 pitch to Dunn. Inside. Fastball misses, and it's one ball and one strike. The fastball usually for Leiter will be in the mid to upper 90s. It's read as fast as 99 and as low as 90 with the fastball, so you really never know with this radar gun here in Springfield. Stretch by the right-hander, and the 1-1 pitch. Bounces in the dirt. Procession blocks very nicely and keeps Walker pasted at first base. Two balls and one strike. Rough Riders still lead 4-0 as we play in the bottom of the fourth. Leiter with his longest inning pitch-wise so far in this frame.
The pitch.
Slider just high. 3-1 and it's his third 3-ball count in this inning. He'd had one just through the first three innings. Here comes his 21st pitch of the inning. He deals. There's a liner up the middle, caught by the shortstop Ornelas, positioned perfectly, and Leiter pumps his fist in celebration as he walks off the mound. So a couple walks, but a caught stealing behind him, and the Rough Riders still lead 4-0 as Leiter's through four hitless frames on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it! Way out of here!
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Honoring the veterans as they do every single ball game here as we enter the top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders leading 4-0 and trying to tack on with the top third of the order due up against Edward Escobar. I'd like to remind you that the summer is heating up and you can beat the heat as the Rough Riders return back home next week. Beat the heat with a suite. You and your company, family, and friends can enjoy the AC in our entertainment suites. These suites come with food, beverage, and VIP parking. There's limited availability for the rest of the season, so reserve your suite now at ridersbaseball.com or call in at 972-334-1993. That's 972-334-1993. Thanks for spending your Saturday night with us. Rough Riders enjoying a 4-0 advantage. And Ornelas is back in for his third time today. He led off the game with a solo home run on the first pitch. And then lined out to short in his second trip. Wind back by Escobar in the pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. 11 home runs now for Ornelas. The 1-0. There's a line drive into left center field. Turner coming on, and he makes the catch from left. Another hard hit ball by Ornelas, but he's the first out of the fifth. Every home run is another career high for Ornelas. As he continues to get older and add on more muscle, that number is going to go up. Ornelas still just 22 years old. Justin Foscue now, first pitch. Inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Foscue 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored back in the fourth inning of this ballgame. 4-0 Frisco, top five, the pitch. There's a drive into left center field, a long run for Turner back to the warning track, looking up at the wall, and it hits off the warning track and up over the fence for a double. Well, Foscue with his second hit today, it's his 23rd double. Justin Harris makes his way in now. Rough Riders are the runner in scoring position and one out. Good to see Foscue checking back in with another extra base hit. Another multi-hit day. It's his seventh multi-hit day in the month of July. 0-for-2 day for Dustin Harris. Here's the stretch by Escobar in the first pitch. High. One ball, no strikes. Harris with his fourth career multi-home run game earlier in this series. Escobar readies and kicks in the 1-0. Called strike in the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. Well, Escobar has gone deep in a lot of his starts this year. He's made 11 starts on the season. Here's the stretch of the pitch. There's a high pop-up left side of the infield out into shallow left. The third baseman, Walker, under it. He makes the two-handed grab. Two outs, and here's Zavala. Zavala walked and scored back in the fourth inning. Strikeout for Zavala in his first at-bat before walking. Rough Riders, four runs on five hits. No runs on no hits for the Cardinals. Stretch in the first pitch. Zavala takes outside. One ball, no strikes. A left-handed batter. Open stance. White batting gloves against a black bat. Escobar peers towards second. The pitch slips outside. It's two balls and no strikes. And if you're not perfect with your execution in terms of pitch location, Zavala is going to sniff it out immediately. He has an incredible eye at the plate. He's ahead 2-0. Here she comes. Fouled straight back. Two balls, one strike. Quick hands for Zavala. Hasn't gotten the ball defensively out in right field yet today. It's pretty strong out there as well. 2-1 toss. High. And the count goes to 3-1. With two outs and a runner at second, Riders lead 4-0. Top of the fifth. Good crowd on a Saturday. It was Yadier Molina mug giveaway night. Well, a lot of fans in attendance wanting to make sure they get theirs. Time call. Zavala steps out, tucks the bat underneath his legs, leaning against his left leg as he adjusts his batting gloves and stands back in. Stretch by Escobar. And he throws back to second. Oscu back in with a step and a dive. Escobar has 78 pitches in the outing. He'll finish off the fifth if he can get Zavala. No action out of the bullpen. 3-1. Breaking ball low for ball four. Another walk for Aaron Zavala. His second, and Blaine Grimm makes his way in. Well, that's what you're going to get with Zavala. Good quality ABs. It's a big part of his game. Blaine Grimm now. Here's the stretch in the first pitch. He swings, fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. And there's the big difference between Grimm and Zavala when you look at Grimm swinging first pitch. Zavala, a very patient hitter, drawing the walk. He'll attack the first pitch every now and again, though. And when he does it very well. The pitch misses low. And it's one ball and no, make it one ball and one strike. In Hickory, Zavala attacked the first pitch and put it in play 37 times. He hit 459 when he attacked the first pitch with five homers. That's ambushing right there. Here's the stretch and the 1-1. There's a fly ball into deep left center field. Long run, Turner to the warning track at the wall. Leaps, and it is caught at the wall. Justin Turner brings it back and robs Blaine Grimm of a three-run homer for the final out of the top of the fifth. What a catch by Turner. We'll take a look at the replay to see if it was actually gone or not. Yep, that's a home run. Wow, what a catch. If he doesn't make that play, that's a homer. But he brought it back in. And it's still 4-0 Rough Riders to the bottom of the fifth. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Leiter back to work in the bottom of the fifth inning. 4-0 Rough Riders as the first pitch to Nunez shuttles across the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders with a run in the first inning and three more in the fourth. 0-1. There's a high pop-up back behind home, and it leaks out into fair territory. Procession called off by Krim, and the Riders' first baseman makes the catch. One away. Chandler Redmond steps in from the right, or the left side, I should say, with one out here in the fifth inning. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Outside, one ball, no strikes. Blaine Krim robbed of a three-run home run by Justin Turner in left center, the 1-0. A strike at the bottom of the zone, 1-1, on just an incredible play going back to the wall. He leapt up with his glove above the wall. He made the catch, the 1-1. Swing and a miss, big rip by Redmond, and it's 1-2. And that robbed a home run that would have put this game over the edge. Would have been 7-0 Rough Riders at that point. One ball, two strikes. And Leiter delivers in. Chopper, right side of the infield. Foscue waits for it to come to him from second. Fields throws him to first and gets him. Two outs. No, Leiter had his quote-unquote worst inning of the ball game in the fourth. It was still a shutout inning. He walked two, though, and threw his most pitches. It was a grand total of 21 pitches in that inning for Leiter. But he's right back where he left off now. Two outs, bases clear, 4-0 Riders. First pitch home to Rodriguez is high and tight with a curveball that missed, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rodriguez flew out to left field his first time up. Leiter's 1-0. Low and outside with a slider, and it's two balls and no strikes. Leiter, in frustration, dances off to his left. Walks to the back of the mound, recollects his thoughts, steps up. Two ball, no strike pitch on the way. There's a high fly ball into deep left field. Harris back to the warning track. He's at the wall. Jumps up. Gone. There's the first hit for Springfield. A solo homer for Julio Rodriguez, his second of the series. And it's now 4-1 Rough Riders. That one just got out of here to left into the bullpen. The first hit is a solo shot. And now how does Jack Leiter respond? Here's Justin Turner, first pitch. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. It was a sky-scraping fly ball. Just kept carrying and carrying. 1-0. Outside corner, a strike. And the count goes to 1-1. And just eventually left the park. Another home run in this series, the 13th for Springfield. The 1-1. There's a fly ball into left center field and shallow. Harris coming in. And the Riders' left fielder's under it. Makes the catch. That retires the side in the fifth inning, but a solo home run gets Springfield on the board. One run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 4 and the Cardinals 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
4-0 Riders, or 4-1 Riders, I should say, as we go to the top of the sixth inning and the first pitch is across to Trey Hare for a strike, 0-1. Trey Hare, Miguel Aparicio, Jordan Procession, the 3-2 up. As Escobar deals in, it's down low and inside, and it's one ball and one strike now on Hare. 0-for-2 day for the Riders' designated hitter with a couple of fly ball outs to left. One back, pitch in. A swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Air hitting just .238 entering today, but an .818 OPS. Here's the wind of the pitch. There's a line drive to left the opposite way, and it's down for a base hit. Fired back in quickly by Turner. And Hare aboard with a single to left. 17 homers, including two yesterday for Hare. And he singles to start things off in the sixth. Miguel Aparicio now. He drew a walk back in the fourth. 0-for-1. Stretch in the pitch. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes down low and inside, gets off Rodriguez's glove, the catcher off to his right. And that allows Hare to take second. One ball and no strikes on Aparicio and a runner in scoring position now for the Rough Riders. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth. For an attack on to an already three-run advantage. First run allowed by Jack Leiter. A solo homer by Julio Rodriguez in the bottom half of the fifth. One ball, no strike count on Aparicio. Here's the stretch by the right-hander and the 1-0. Fouled back. One ball and one strike. Still waiting to see if that's going to be a pass ball or a wild pitch, allowing Hare to move to second. Escobar ready from the stretch. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs with a fastball, and it's 1-2. Infield to pole, left-handed batter. One, two. High. Two balls, two strikes. When Aparicio was with the Rough Riders last year, unfortunately, he didn't have a great offensive campaign in his 15 games, but really showed off the defensive prowess. Really strong arm and right. Here's the stretch. 2-2. Swing, and a man struck him out. High fastball. 1 away on just the third strikeout for Escobar, and Jordan Procession stands in. And Aparicio in center field today defensively for the Rough Riders. Here's Jordan Procession. One out, runner at second. Rough Riders out in front, 4-1. First pitch. Procession takes high and inside, 1-0. Scoring has come across. It was a passed ball that allowed Hare to move from first to second. Procession, a two-run single back in the fourth. Upped his RBI total to 13 for the Riders' backup catcher. 1-0. Fastball for a strike, and it's 1-1. Aparicio didn't get playing time in center much last year because Frisco had J.P. Martinez and Bubba Thompson. The 1-1. Swinging a foul back behind home, and it's 1-2. Those guys could cover some serious ground. Thompson and Martinez both up in AAA right now. Martinez just had his second AAA homer last night, and Bubba Thompson has a franchise record for Round Rock in stolen bases. He broke it with his 45th. I believe he's up to 47 now. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him high for strike three. Fourth strikeout for Escobar. Strikes out two. Back-to-back here in the sixth after the Trey Hare single. He's at second base. Jax Biggers climbs in. Rough Riders leading 4-1. AAA Round Rock in action currently against Sacramento at home. Rivercats, a Giants affiliate. First pitch. Biggers bunts through a pitch low and inside. Oh, he was able to pull back. One ball, no strikes. Round Rock leading 3-2 in the top of the fourth inning. Kobe Allard getting the start for Round Rock. Stretching the pitch, high and tight. Two balls and no strikes on Biggers. And J.P. Martinez is homered again. So is Matt Watley. All right. Well, J.P. Martinez and Matt Watley, a couple guys we had just a few weeks ago, have both homered in the game. Pitch in. Swinging a foul back behind home. 2-1. That's big. Brad Miller rehabbing in that game. Well, Matt Watley with his first AAA home run. Here's the stretch of the 2-1. Broken Matt Flair, shallow center field, and Tico tracing in. Hat flies off, and he's called off by the shortstop Wynn, who makes the over-the-shoulder catch, and that retires the side in the sixth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. Bottom six coming up. Rough Riders trailing 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half in the sixth inning, Rough Riders a 4-1 advantage in game 5 of 6 here in Springfield. Jack Leiter with one of his best starts in months. 5 innings, he's only allowed one run on one hit. First pitch to Jonah Davis leading off in the 9 hole. High off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes, and this is what you come to expect for Jack Leiter. Hitless baseball through 4 2/3 before allowing a solo homer. 1-0. Breaking ball catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. It's the slider from Leiter. Jonah Davis, a strikeout victim in the third. Leiter kicks back, offers. Fastball, ripped foul left side. He's ahead in the count, 1-2. Leiter is one of those guys that when he's on and he gets to a two-strike count, you see him lock in even more. And you really feel the difference. That's what it feels like right now. Attacking batters. The 1-2. Down low and inside. Miss with the slider, and it's 2-2. Leiter just 65 pitches as it stands currently. He's back into his windup. And the 2-2 toss. Fouled straight back. Still 2-2. James Jones is loosening out in the Rough Riders bullpen, though, so he probably won't finish this sixth inning. Rangers are keeping him on a very strict pitch count. Working his way back up from missing some time. Time call, Davis steps out. ...4-1 Rough Riders here in the sixth. Leiter set to go. Winds back the 2-2. Strike three called. Got him. 99 on the outside corner of the black. Leiter with the strikeout. One away. It's his fourth K tonight. Here's Mike Antico. Antico 0-1 with a walk. Left-handed batter, top of the order. Leiter's first pitch. Strike on the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Leiter has faced just 2 over the minimum so far. 3 base runners allowed, 2 walks and a homer. 0-1. Down low and inside with a fastball. Ball and a strike. They play Antico to pull in both the outfield and the infield. 1-1. Down low and inside. 2 balls, 1 strike. A couple New Jersey natives going at it. Jack Leiter from Summit. Mike Antico. Hailing from Colts Neck, New Jersey. 2-1. High and outside, 3 balls and 1 strike. Antico stole second in the fourth and then was caught stealing trying to go to third. 3-1 pitch on the way. Slider called a strike on the outside corner, and it's 3-2. Hyder ready to go with one out, bases clear. He winds and fires. Grounder foul off Antico's foot, third base side. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. .73 pitches now for Leiter. Take a look at James Jones warming up in the bullpen in left field. You really got to wonder if this is his final batter. He's about the 70 to 75 pitch mark. Antico back in from the left side. Leiter the payoff. Grounder foul again on the right side. Still 3-2. Leiter shaking his head in frustration, talking to himself as he takes the hill again. Shoulders square just to the right side of home plate from his perspective. He winds in the 3-2. Slider high and away, ball four. He walks Antico, third walk of the outing. One out base runner and Mason Wynn to the plate. Wynn 0 for 2. Leiter would love a ground ball right here. Get him out of it. Wynn's a tough guy to double up. So is Antico. He can really fly. And he'll probably be off on one of these first couple pitches. Leiter from the stretch. And the pitch. There's a drive into right field. That one sends Zavala back just shy of the warning track. He's under it to make the catch. And he fires it back in. That's a big first pitch out. Two down for Jordan Walker. Leiter trying to get through six innings for the first time since May 7th against Arkansas. It would just be the second time all season. Tough hitter to try and get through, though, the number 6 overall prospect in all minor league baseball. Stretch in the pitch. Foul back, right side, 0-1. 0-1 today with a walk. Leiter from the stretch. 0-1. Swinging a foul off Processions' glove. And the count goes to 0-2. So we've seen him go to the slider today against right-handed batters. Struck out Wynn on that pitch. Back in the fourth. Leiter nods yes to the sign. Right-hander ready from the stretch. The 0-2. Low and away with a slider. Check swing. He was able to hold. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walker flashes a smile towards his own dugout on that last check swing. Here's the stretch from Leiter. And he fires over to first. Antico back in. One and two on Walker. Leiter ready from the stretch in the 1-2. Hard ground ball through the right side for a hit. Antico up to second. He turns, moves to third. Throw hits the cutoff man, and there are runners on the corners. Nick Dunn to the plate, a left-handed batter. You have the left-handed sidearm thrower in the bullpen, and yep, that's going to be it for Leiter. Here comes Jared Gettert, and he gets James Jones out of the bullpen. So Leiter cannot get through 6 innings. It's 5 2/3 innings for the Riders right-hander. James Jones out of the bullpen, runners on the corners, and two outs. We'll tell you more about him when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network with Frisco leading 4-1.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The bottom of the sixth inning, runners on the corners, two outs, 4-1 Rough Riders, and here's Nick Dunn. James Jones, the left-handed sidearm thrower, on the mound, and he fires home to Dunn. Breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike. And the count is 0-1. James Jones, the 33-year-old left-hander, making his way back from injury, struck out the side in his inning of work, allowing just one base runner on a walk earlier in this series as the pitch is a frisbee outside. And it's one ball and one strike. The former outfielder in the Seattle Mariners organization played two big league seasons in Seattle. And now here with the Rough Riders, pitched in 2019 with Frisco as well. 1-1 pitch to Dunn. Low and outside. Two balls and one strike. The second baseman's 0-2 today. But Dunn has been swinging an extremely hot bat lately. Just came off a hitting streak, hitting 500 over 11 games. 2-1. Slung way outside. Three balls and one strike to Dunn. The dangerous right-handed batting Malcolm Nunez is on deck. Runners at first and third, tying run at the plate. And the 3-1. Swing and a miss, 3-2. Blew a fastball by him. Walker will take off. The 3-2. Strike three called. He got him on the outside corner, knee level, and James Jones comes in and strikes out Dunn to strand a pair. What a huge strikeout, and he ends Jack Leiter's night on a wonderful note. It's 4-1 Rough Riders as we go to the top of the seventh. What a job by Jones. Riders Baseball Network, we'll be right back.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the order for the Rough Riders in the seventh. Johnny Ornelas, Justin Foscue, Dustin Harris due up. Frisco leading 4-1. What a job by James Jones coming in and getting the final out to secure Jack Leiter's strong start. 5 2/3 innings for Jack. A run on 2 hits. 4 strikeouts, 3 walks. Really strong stuff. His longest outing since May 31st. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way to Ornelas is way outside, all the way back to the backstop from the new man up on the hill, Griffin Roberts, for Springfield. Roberts misses way outside, 1-0. And the pitch home is inside to Ornelas, and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Escobar ends up going 6 innings. He allows 4 runs, all earned, on a total of 6 hits for the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch, and Robert steals. Breaking ball misses down low and inside, and it's 3 balls and 0 strikes. 3 walks for the right-hander Escobar, and he strikes out 4. The pitch is high and tight, ball 4. And Ornelas coaxes a leadoff walk here in the seventh, as none of those pitches came close. 4-1 Frisco, out hitting Springfield 6-2 after the Cardinals ripped off 19 hits last night, most of the Rough Riders have allowed all season. Here's Justin Foscue, 2-for-3. Double and a single in his 2 trips. Right-handed batter against the right-handed throwing Griffin Roberts, the 26-year-old. First pitch. Slips just outside. 1 ball, no strikes. 6'3", 210-pounder out of Midlothian, Virginia. A Wake Forest product. Former draft pick in 2018 by the Cardinals. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Breaking ball, top of the zone for a strike. And the count goes to 1-1. Selected 43rd overall in the competitive balance round A in 2018. Making his second appearance in this series. 1-1. Breaking ball hit off the end of the bat. A squibber up the middle, fielded by Dunn. Steps on the second base bag. Throws to first for the double play. It was a ground ball directly up the middle. Dunn fielded it while stepping on the bag. Got Ornelas there and then threw on to first. And Foscue retired for the double play. After the leadoff walk, now 2 down here in the seventh, and Dustin Harris climbs in. 4-1, Rough Riders lead it. And Robert steps off, wants to redo with the signs. Here's the stretch of the pitch. One misses, nope, finds the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Looks like the skies are starting to open up here, getting some rain here at the ballpark. The pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. Not a whole lot, just a little sprinkle. Harris makes his way back in from the left side with the bases clear. 4-1, Rough Riders leading. Robert Steele. Swing and a miss on a check swing. Breaking ball down low and inside for strike three in the dirt. Harris strikes out. It's the first strikeout for Roberts. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. It's time to stretch here in Springfield. Rough Riders, a 4-1 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network to the bottom of the seventh.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders lead 4-1 to the bottom half of the seventh inning. James Jones delivers home to Malcolm Nunez. It's high off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. For the Rough Riders, a 4-1 lead as Frisco got a leadoff homer from Ornelas in the first inning. Jones from the stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Low and outside, 2-0. And then three runs in the fourth on an RBI single from Blaine Krim and a two-run single by Jordan Procession. Julio Rodriguez then homered for Springfield's only run in the fifth. 2-0 toss. Low of the zone, and the count goes to 3-0. Jones came in relief of Jack Leiter with two outs in the sixth inning and runners at first and third. Here's the stretch. 3-0. That one's on the inside corner for a strike, 3-1. And he struck out Nick Dunn looking to get out of the jam. The Leiter finishes with his final line of 5 2/3 innings, one run on two hits on the solo homer. 3-1. Down and in, ball four. Nunez draws a walk. And Chandler Redmond makes his way to the plate. 5 2/3 innings, one run on two hits, four strikeouts, and three walks. The final line for Leiter. Really, this is the best we've seen him since that May 31st appearance in Wichita. And I don't think it's been close. His command, despite the three walks, was the best it's been, the pitch. On the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. You look at the three walks. All of them came on full counts, and Tico, a 7-pitch and an 8-pitch plate appearance. The 0-1. Outside corner for a called strike, 2, 0-2. And so the command is not necessarily bad in those situations. Those are walks that happen. 0-2. Down low in the dirt. Procession blocks. 1-2. Leiter just looked really good. He had command of all four pitches. The fastball command was the best we've seen in a long, long time. 1-2. High and tight, nearly hit him off Procession's glove, but he was able to bounce back behind home and grab it. 2-2. Biggest thing for that Leiter start, too, is he was competitive in every at-bat. There were at-bats
where it seemed like he just didn't have command of anything, didn't know where anything was going in Arkansas. And that was not the case in his start tonight. Really strong stuff. Jones delivers. A swing and a miss. Got him with a slider low and away for strike three. Second strikeout for Jones. One out. Runner at first for Rodriguez. Got to be careful with Julio. He homered his last time up. Rodriguez, the number 20 prospect in the Cardinals organization as a catcher. He was a huge international prospect as a 19-year-old. First pitch shuttles inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Really was profiled as a really good defensive catcher with offense to come. Here's the stretch and the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Really good slider down low and inside. He's down to his back knee trying to fish that one out of the dirt. One ball and one strike. But Rodriguez has really hit well. Two homers in this series. He now has seven on the year. He's hitting .264 with an almost .860 OPS. For a catcher, that's incredible. 1-1. Outside corner. Called strike two. Bit of fastball on the outer edge. Rodriguez, 25 years old. The pitch. Chopped on the ground to third. Biggers charges. Picks. Fires onto second for one. Throw to first. Got them both. Double play. 5-4-3. And James Jones gets out of the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Top eight coming up. Rough Riders leading the Cardinals 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it. Four strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Aaron Zavala starts it off in the eighth, and the first pitch is high and outside. One ball and no strikes. Griffin Roberts back out there for a second inning of work. Zavala has done Aaron Zavala things so far in his Rough Riders debut. He's walked twice, 0-for-1 today with a run scored. Pitch in. Takes a breaking ball, catches the outside corner for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Probably one of the more patient hitters you'll find. Zavala, on-base percentage champion in the High A South Atlantic League, is the offering is a curveball in the inside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 1-2. 424 on base percentage. He takes a deep breath, stands back in from the left side of the plate. Left-handed hitter, right-handed thrower. 1-2. Breaking ball outside. Two balls and two strikes. Was born in Eugene, Oregon, but his family shortly then moved to Kaiser, Oregon, just outside the state capital, Salem, where he grew up, went to South Salem High School, and then the University of Oregon. 2-2. Chopper first base side and foul. Still two balls, two strikes. He's the 6A State Player of the Year in high school. And then made his way to his favorite college growing up. He's always a Duck fan. 2-2. Fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. And he ended up setting program records for highest on base percentage and most walks. The pitch. Outside, 3-2. Drafted in the second round by the Rangers in 2021, so not only is Jack Leiter starting today, but Zavala making his debut. Those are the first two picks in 2021 for the Rangers. The offering is lined up the middle on one hard hop, right to Mason Wynn at short. He picks and slings across the diamond to get him. So hit hard, but right at Wynn in the shift, up the middle. And Zavala is 0-for-2 in his debut with a couple walks. Here's Blaine Grimm. RBI single in the fourth. Scored a run. First pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. And he was robbed of a three-run homer in the fifth inning that really would have put this game out of reach. Justin Turner in left field made an incredible catch, taking it back. Pitch is way off the outside corner all the way back to the backstop, and it's 2-0. Four runs on six hits, no errors for the Rough Riders as we play in the eighth. One run on two hits, no errors for the Cardinals. 2-0. High and inside off the glove of Rodriguez. Back to the backstop again. Three balls, no strikes. Very reminiscent of the Jonathan Ornelas at bat back in the seventh inning when he walked him on four pitches, and none of them even came close to the zone. Here's the stretch by Roberts. 3-0. Way high all the way back to the backstop again. A breaking ball that went over Krim's head for ball four. Man alive. Here's Trey Hare. One for 3 days for the DH. Stretch by the right-handed pitcher. First pitch. Breaking ball low. One ball, no strikes. Hare singled to left back in the sixth inning. His two homers yesterday. His second multi-homer game this season. He had a three-homer game in Tulsa back on May 15th. The 1-0. Breaking ball low and outside. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. What an incredible season for Trey Hare. I mean, this is a guy coming into this year who had played in independent baseball, was signed last year by the Rangers. The 2-0. Breaking ball outside again. Three balls, no strikes, and it's seven consecutive out of the zone by Roberts. And it had power, but nothing like this in affiliated baseball. And he has a really good chance to hit 20 home runs this season. Rough Riders only had one 20 home run hitter last year. That was Josh Stowers. And a chance for two this season with Trey Hare and Dustin Harris. Rodriguez goes out and chats quickly with Roberts. He's had a tough time finding the strike zone. And Rodriguez back behind home. Count the pitch. Inside, it hit him on the right ankle. And on a 3-0 count, a hit by pitch. So Hare down to first, Krim up to second, and Griffin Roberts has lost complete control of the strike zone. As Hare puts his hands on his knees and tries to walk down the first base line. So he's all right. Hopefully, it's just a stinger. Worry with that ankle. He's going to be okay. Jared Gettert, Rough Riders manager, is making his way up the first baseline, and he's going to go talk with Hare as here comes Jose LaHare, the manager for Springfield. He's going to make the move as Griffin Roberts lost control of the zone and walked one, hit another on eight pitches. Miguel Aparicio at the plate. We'll introduce you to the new man out of the bullpen when we come back here on the top of the eighth inning. It's 4-1. Rough Riders out in front. Pitching change here in Springfield on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New man in the bullpen for Springfield as we're in the top of the eighth inning. It's Leonardo Taveras who takes over on the mound. He faces Miguel Aparicio in this eighth inning. Runners at first and second, one out, 4-1. Rough Riders lead it. Frisco has held that 4-1 advantage since the fifth. First pitch. Outside corner, a strike to Aparicio, and it's 0-1. Krim at second, Hare at first base, a walk and a hit by pitch. And that ended Griffin Roberts' night. 0-1. Soft roller foul back behind home on a weak wave by Aparicio, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders showing action out in their bullpen as well. Looks like Josh Smith is loosening. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Aparicio looking for his first hit tonight. He's 0-2 with a walk. Pitch in. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him down low and inside. Two down, and here's Jordan Procession. It's actually Tristan Pauly, I believe, who's loosening out in the bullpen. Procession looking for an RBI hit with two outs. Taveras the pitch. Fastball inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Leonardo Taveras, 23-year-old, 6'5", 190 pounds. Started the season in high A. The pitch. High and outside. 1-1 with Peoria. 20 appearances there. And a 4.66 ERA, and so far making his sixth outing here in AA Springfield, a 9 ERA. Six runs allowed in six innings. 1-1. Breaking ball fouled back into the glove of Rodriguez, and it's 1-2. Walks have been the biggest problem. 7 walks over his 6 innings so far in Springfield. 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. He strikes out a pair and gets out of the 8th inning. No runs, hits, errors. 2 left on. Bottom 8 coming up. Rough Riders with a 4-run lead. Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for Back to School Night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch. And Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet and greet.
Ravenboozer.
Gartenhoser.
Rulengroder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's Grant Wolfram who takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders in the home half of the 8th inning. Rough Riders leading 4-1. Justin Turner, Jonah Diaz, and Mike Antico. 8-9-1 due up. This is an opportunity where you really want to get the sign in order if you're Wolfram. You do not want to face Mason Wynn and Jordan Walker. Especially because if you do at that point, it'll mean there is at least one runner on base if you face Wynn. Possibly even two with Walker aboard or at the plate. So 4-1 Rough Riders. Wolfram is ready from the stretch in the left-hander's first pitch to Justin Turner. High off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Grant Wolfram threw in game 2 of this series. He stretches and offers in. High and tight. 2 balls, no strikes. Turner shies away from it. He's making his 25th outing of the year. And earlier in this series, 1 2/3 shutout innings. 2-0. Swing and a miss, 2-1. Even though he just came into the game, Grant Anderson is warming in the Riders' bullpen just in case. Wolfram stretches and kicks home. There's a foul out of play left side, and the count goes to 2-2. A couple strikeouts against Springfield in that scoreless 1 2/3. Left-hander readies. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. He deals. A line drive to short. Backhanded stop, Ornelas to his feet from center, and he throws him out. What an incredible play by Jonathan Ornelas. Again, how many times have we said that? A sweet pick on a backhanded stop down to his backside in shallow center. And he was able to get up to his feet and throw across for the out. One down in the eighth, and Justin Foscue, the second baseman, was pointing at him before he even made the throw. Like, can you believe this guy? First pitch to Davis. Slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. Man alive. He is just spectacular to watch at shortstop. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. Low and outside, and the count goes to 1-1. Ornelas had some error issues earlier in the season, but he has gone 23 consecutive games without an error. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Low and away with a slider, and it's 0-2. 1-2, I should say. Ornelas won Defender of the Month in June, and he hasn't committed a single error in July. How can he not win it again? 1-2. Just high and outside with a slider, 2-2. The Defender of the Month award was the entire organization, the Rangers organization. Stretch by the lefty, 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out low and away. And that's three strikeouts tonight for Jonah Davis. Two outs. Top of the order in Mike Antico. With no disrespect to Justin Turner and Jonah Davis, this is where the challenge really begins for Grant Wolfram. Antico, Mason Wynn, Jordan Walker. This top third has been incredible this series. Here's the stretch and the pitch. A bunch shown. He pulls back, takes high. 1-1, no strikes. Antico 0-1 with two walks. Wynn on deck is 0-3, but Jordan Walker's 1-2 with a walk and a single. He's in the third spot of the order. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. That's a good slider away, and it's 1-1. The thing is, if you do get Antico here, in the ninth inning, you're going to have to face Wynn, Walker, and Dunn, 2, 3, and 4. And hopefully you can add on offensively to this three-run advantage. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider away, and it's 1-2. He's already retired the first two he's seen. Base is clear. Bottom of the eighth inning. He stretches. The 1-2. Low and outside. 2-2. Antico's two walks have been on long plate appearances. 7 pitches and 8 pitches. 2-2. Strike three called. Got him with his slider inside corner. And Grant Wolfram strikes out a pair in a 1-2-3 eighth inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top nine coming up. Riders a 4-1 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jax Biggers starts it off for the Riders in the ninth inning against Tavares. Right-hander against the left-hander, the pitch. Down low and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. 0 for 3 day for the Riders third baseman. Couple lineouts and a pop out. 1-0. Catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. The Rough Riders would love to get a run right here. Just one would make it a completely different ball game. The 1-1. Ground ball foul right side. 1-2. Because with Grant Anderson warming up in the bullpen. Facing Mason Wynn, Jordan Walker, Nick Dunn at the top third. That is very difficult. One extra run here would make it even harder on Springfield to come back. 1-2. A liner into left, right at Turner. He traces off to his right, makes the catch. 0 for 4 night for Biggers on what was a really hard hit ball. And here's Ornelas. Speaking of hard hit balls, he homered to lead off the ball game on the first pitch. Lined out to short, lined out to left, and walked. He's had a really nice ball game. Stretch by Tavares. First pitch. Low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Ornelas tied for the second most hits in all of the minor league baseball entering into tonight. Stretch and the offering in. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike. 1-1. We'll finish off this series tomorrow at 1:35 with the first pitch time. Day baseball. Avery Weems. We'll go for Frisco. 1-1. Way high all the way back to the backstop on a fastball. It's two balls and one strike. Weems 1-5, a 5.32 ERA. Michael McGreevy goes on the other side, and he was good in the opener of this series against the Rough Riders. He pitched a lot better than his final line might suggest. Here's the stretch. And the 2-1. Low and outside. Three balls and one strike. Rough Riders had a lot of soft contact against him initially, and even though they picked up a lot of hits, none of them really hit terribly hard until the Dustin Harris three-run homer in the fourth. 3-1. Hard ground ball past Walker at third into left for a single. Ornelas hit that one hard, and he has his second hit today. That's the Johnny Ornelas we're used to seeing, turning on the baseball, hitting it hard into left field. Two for 4 day for an Ellis of the walk. And Justin Foscue makes his way to the plate. Foscue's 2 for 4. Tavares from the stretch. And he delivers home. High. One ball, no strikes. Ornelas with another multi-hit game, his 38th of the year. And I know that number can seem a bit arbitrary when you just hear it out of the blue. Let's put that in perspective for you. Here's the stretch. And the fire over to first. Ornelas is back in. Ornelas has played in 85 games this year for the Rough Riders. So that means in 45% of his games, he's had two or more hits. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0. Strike at the bottom of the zone. And the count goes to 1-1. That's a lot. That is very, very good. Ornelas entered in hitting .316. The average is up to .318 now. With this 2-for-4 day, he's reached three times. 1-1 is fouled back. 1-2. Rough Riders leading 4-1, top of the ninth. Foskey looking for his third hit. Seven hits tonight for Frisco. Just two for Springfield. A homer and a Jordan Walker single. That's it. Tavares the 1-2. High, 2-2. Dustin Harris waits on deck with one out. Tavares readies, and he fires in the 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him inside with a fastball. His third strikeout, and there are two down. Dustin Harris to the plate now. Harris 0 for 4. 0 for 7 over the last two games after a monster start to the series. The pitch is in the air, left side and foul. 0-1. He started 6 for his first 12 in the series before this 0 for 7 stretch. Oh-1 pitch. Harris grounds it up the middle softly. Wynn has it from short, takes it to the second base bag, and retires Ornelas for the final out. The side comes to a close in the ninth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. The Rough Riders have Grant Anderson coming out of their bullpen as they face Mason Wynn, Jordan Walker, and Nick Dunn in the bottom of the ninth. Stick with us. Rough Riders lead 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the ninth inning, and Grant Anderson is out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Anderson, the fourth pitcher used by the Riders tonight. He'll face Mason Wynn, Jordan Walker, and Nick Dunn, 2, 3, and 4 in the order for Springfield. Rough Riders by 3. They've held this lead since the 5th. Leadoff homer in the first inning by Ornelas. RBI single for Blaine Krim and a 2-run single for Jordan Procession in the 4th. And a solo home run for Julio Rodriguez. A lone run for Springfield. First pitch to Wynn. He swings, fouls it back, 0-1. So Wynn is 0-3 tonight. But he entered into this game 7 for 14 in this series with homers in back-to-back games. 0-1. He swings, chops at third baseline. Biggers tries to backhand it. It's off his glove and into foul territory for a base hit. He picks it up and makes sure Wynn stays at first base. But an infield single starts things off in the ninth. Tough play for Biggers on a short hop. And he tried to get down on one knee and backhand. And here's Jordan Walker. Walker is 1 for 2 with a single and a walk. Anderson, first pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated slider, 0-1. The good news is Walker can homer here, and it would still just be a one-run game. He cannot tie it or win it at the plate. The 0-1. Anderson, a long hold. He fires. Slider whacked up the middle. Caught at second by Foscue. And no throw to first. Wynn gets back in. Boy, blistered up the middle by Walker. But right at Foscue, who's positioned on a pole side shift up the middle. And he made the catch. One out here in the ninth. Nick Dunn now. Huge first out. Anderson's first pitch to Dunn. Takes a fastball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Dunn 0-3 tonight. He's 0-6 in the last two games. Throw over to first, and Wynn is back in. Wynn stole two bases yesterday. He's 15-for-17 this year here at the AA level in steals. Anderson ready from the stretch. He kicks and delivers. High off the outside corner, 1-1. Wynn overall this year has 28 steals as he stole 15 without getting caught at the high A level. Anderson delivers. A liner foul into the netting right side, and it's 1-2. Well, he's ahead in the count with one out. Rough Riders with a win would snap a two-game skid and have a chance at a series victory tomorrow, and at the very least, split the series. Anderson stretches and kicks in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. High and away with a fastball, and there's the first strikeout for Grant Anderson. Malcolm Nunez ready to step in now. Nunez 0-2 with a walk. He's homered in four consecutive games entering into this one. Anderson from the stretch. He kicks and delivers. Outside. One ball, no strikes. Entering into this game, the top six in the order in this series had combined for 11 homers and 25 runs batted in. Nunez has been a big part of that. The 1-0. Swing and a miss and a slider off the outside corner, 1-1. Big hack from Nunez. Nunez has homered four times and driven in seven. Stretch by Anderson. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Down low and inside with a fastball, and it's 1-2 as the Riders are one strike away from a Game 5 win. Wynn takes his lead from first. Anderson, the 1-2. Off the outer edge, miss of the slider, 2-2. Couldn't get him to bite. Anderson has been really good out of the bullpen this year for Frisco. Trying to nail this baby down. He sets. And the 2-2. Swinging a high chopper up the middle. Tough play. Foscue fields at second. Whips it onto first. Got him. And this ball game's over. Rough Riders win it 4-1. And they take game 5 of this 6-game series. Frisco. A beautiful pitching performance overall, allowing just one run and a solo homer as Jack Leiter goes 5 2/3 innings. James Jones an inning and a third. Grant Wolfram a scoreless frame. And Grant Anderson finishes off for the save. Rough Riders win it 4-1. We'll break it down to the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get 4 tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your 4 seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Springfield, Missouri. The Rough Riders, a 4-1 victory over the Springfield Cardinals. Zach Bigley with you, and happy to have you on what turned out to be a very nice night for Frisco. Jack Leiter, the story in this one is he picks up the victory. He goes 5 2/3 innings, allows just one run on 2 hits. He struck out 4 and walked 3. Leiter goes to 3-8 with the win and just his 3rd career professional victory and in his best appearance overall since May 31st. Final lines for both teams. Rough Riders 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 8 left on base. The Cardinals 1 run on 3 hits, no errors, and they stranded 4. Final game time, 2 hours and 26 minutes. That's very nice here in Springfield. And 5,711 was our official attendance tonight as well. So the Rough Riders, they win it. They go to 14-12 on the season and 50-45 overall on the year. Man, hard to believe we are 95 games in to this 2022 season. 15-11 now for Springfield, 46-49 on the year. Rough Riders will look for the series victory tomorrow. We'll set that up for you as we go forward here on the postgame show. Get you a quick scoring recap as well. Ornelas led things off the first pitch of the game. He got a fastball in the inside corner, brought his hands inside on it, and rocketed it for his solo home run to left. It's his second consecutive game with a leadoff homer, and he now has 11 long balls on the year. The Rough Riders then went out in front 4-0 with a 3-run fourth. Justin Foscue started off the inning with a single. After a ground out to second by Harris moved him to second, Aaron Zavala walked, and Blaine Krim grounded a ball through the left side into left field for a base hit, scoring Foscue to make it 2-0. Then after a fly out to left field by Hare and a walk for Miguel Aparicio loaded the bases, Jordan Procession on a 3-2 pitch laced a ball on the ground into left center for a 2-run single, bringing in Zavala and Krim, and the Rough Riders led 4-0. In the bottom of the fifth, Julio Rodriguez blasted a 2-0 pitch into the left field bullpen, and that was the only run that Springfield got tonight. Only run that Jack Leiter allowed as well in the win. Grant Anderson gets his first save of the year. That is very surprising with how good he's been, especially late in ball games. Anderson was save number 1 on the year, and the loss goes to Edgar Escobar as he allowed 4 runs over his 6 innings of work in his start for Springfield. Well, the Rough Riders continue to try and march down the team at the top of the South in the Texas League. That's the Midland Rockhounds. We'll tell you about what they did tonight against San Antonio and give you the rest of the Texas League scoreboard in addition to the Rangers affiliates and set up tomorrow's pitching matchup when we come back. More to come on the postgame show. Rough Riders win it 4-1. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Hammonds Field, Rough Riders victorious tonight, 4-1, the final score over Springfield. Let's take a look at the rest of the scores in the Texas League, and we start with the games that are final. Well, it's just one. Wichita, an 11-3 victory over Northwest Arkansas at Riverfront Stadium. And Edward Julian with a couple home runs. And Christian Encarnacion Strand as well with his fifth home run of the season at the AA level. He has had a monster year when you combine with what he's done in high A. We'll see Wichita at home coming up in just a few weeks to finish off the home slate at the end of August. Midland, they're in action against San Antonio. They trail 4-3 in the bottom half of the eighth inning, and if San Antonio can win that game, the Rough Riders would just be four games back of the Rockhounds with 43 games remaining. Still plenty of time left in the season, but still want to close that gap a little bit with Midland. Don't want to let them get too far out in front, as the Rough Riders do not play the Rockhounds the rest of the way this season. Corpus Christi and Amarillo in action at Hodgetown, and it's 5-4. Corpus leads it over the top of the Sod Poodles. They're in the top of the eighth inning there in Hodgetown. At the top of the eighth, Tulsa and Arkansas doing battle, and it's the Travelers out in front 7-2 over the Drillers in the top of the eighth inning. As for the Texas Rangers organization, all games are final except for AAA Round Rock. They're still playing. It's 6-3 in the bottom half of the sixth inning at Dell Diamond. As some really good news for former Rough Riders players, J.P. Martinez with his third AAA homer. He homered last night as well. And then Matt Watley with his first AAA homer as well. And Round Rock leads 6-3 over Sacramento. Elsewhere, at the high A level, Hickory a 5-4 11-inning loss to Rome at L.P. France Stadium. And Charleston an 8-7 walk-off victory over Down East at the low A level. Man, some extra innings losses for the Rough Rider or the Rangers affiliates at the lower levels. Texas Rangers, they are taking on the Angels once again. And it's the Angels leading 3-2 in the bottom of the third inning currently, as Shohei Ohtani provided the offense with a three-run homer for the Angels. Man, this guy is just out of this world. Ohtani with another home run on the offensive side. As for the Rough Riders, they'll finish off this series tomorrow with the Cardinals at 1:35 for the first pitch. We'll be on the air at 1:15 to bring you the pregame show. And left-handed pitcher Avery Weems will get the start for Frisco. He's 1-5 with a 5.32 earned run average. Michael McGreevy gets his second start of the series as he started the opener, 3 1/3 innings, allowing 5 runs on 8 hits. Overall this season, he's 5-2 with a 4.53 ERA. So Jack Leiter pitches really well tonight, 5 2/3 innings. He picks up the victory, allowing just one run, and the Rough Riders win it 4-1 in Game 5 of 6. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this one possible, for our very gracious hosts here at Hammonds Field, the Springfield Cardinals, and for all of us with the Frisco Rough Riders. My name is Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 1:15 for Day Baseball here in Springfield. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.